This is the Radical Thought Devotion for Tuesday, September 30th, 2025. Our verse for today comes out of our daily reading in the one-year Bible. It is Psalm 72, verse 2. He will judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. This psalm, as well as most psalms, are written like prayers or sung like songs. And so you often can look at them in that way. And I've always liked the idea of seeing the Psalms as prayers. And also we do this, I see this also when we're in times of corporate worship. And we should see many of those songs as prayers. That I often find that some of my most intimate times of worship are during corporate worship, in which I focus my singing as a prayer to God. I think about the words and I think about them away and lifting them up to God. And when that happens, when I'm able to do that, I'm not always able to do that. When I am to do it, it seems as if the rest of the world tends to fade away and I'm communing with God. And it's a sweet time of fellowship with God. This psalm seems to be written as a prayer for a king, for the king, and it's likely that it was written by King David. He wrote many psalms, and he probably wrote it for his son Solomon. It's also possible that Solomon wrote it for his son. As Christians, we can easily pray this prayer for our leaders. And I'm speaking both spiritual and secular, you know, the political and government and all of that. And that might seem like a difficult thing to do if our leaders are not godly men. We should do it anyway, because if God blesses our leaders, there's a higher likelihood that we will be blessed. So, you know, we should pray that God blesses our leaders, even the godless ones, and in the hopes that that blessing gets handed down to us. As a leader of a family and a church, this is how I would like people to be praying for me. In fact, it wouldn't hurt if I was praying many of these things for myself as a leader. Today's verse is a great example. It is God's desire that I should judge people in the right way. Now, this doesn't mean that I act as a judge in their lives, but that I help them to determine right from wrong. I can do that with those God has given me some level of spiritual authority or influence over. Now, if I have a desire to help people, which I do, and to help them judge right and wrong correctly, I'm going to need some help with that. I need the righteous judge to guide me in those things. In my own ability, I am unlikely to do the right thing every single time. In fact, I am thankful if I stumble upon the right thing occasionally. But with God's help, I can rest in the knowledge that he never makes mistakes. Everything he does perfectly right every time. And only with his help can I hope to make good judgments. This verse goes on to tell us that as leaders, we need to make sure the poor are treated fairly. Now, God calls us to be defenders of those who are not able to defend themselves. Now, that means that we should never do anything to take advantage of or abuse those who are less fortunate than ourselves. But the issue for me as I was reading this is in that part of the verse is the word fairly or justly. Who determines what is fair? Who determines what is it right? What is right? Is it me or is it the poor person that I'm trying to help? Now, only God can determine what is right and fair. And so that's why we need to pray for ourselves what this psalm says, as well as encourage others to pray for this for us. We need to let the Holy Spirit lead us to the right treatment of others. Because, you know, if you ask one person how, you know, they want to be treated, that may be contrary to what God would want for them. And so we need to let God tell us. Jesus told the disciples that they would always have the poor among them. Treating the poor fairly does not mean meeting all their needs so they're not poor anymore. You know, for some, God might lead us to extravagant forms of help. To others, he might direct us to withhold assistance, and he probably won't tell us either way why he's doing that. Of course, if we have any doubt, we should always err on the side of grace. We will never be the kind of leader God can bless if we're unwilling to ask him to help us in things like that. pray this prayer with me. Jesus, teach us to come to you daily for your help. The Radical Word, Radical Thought Devotional, is a ministry of the Radical Word. If you'd like more information about what we do, to see some of the other things that we do, go to radicalword.com. The text-only version of these devotionals are sent out daily by email. If you'd like to start receiving those, click on the link below and we'll get those out to you, right? Get you on the list right away. Don't forget to share, like, and subscribe. It helps us get the word out to others who might be encouraged by these short messages. Until next time, go be radical with Jesus.